knowing who he was, and thinking he was just an Indian student. They wanted to make him into an Indian propagandist of communism. So they carried him. They were nice to him. He traveled first class, as they say, soft instead of hard, all through Russia. He found out Kandinsky deeply. But he knew Russian. He had learned Russian from the white Russians in London. And he spoke Russian, and he wrote Russian, and he was a very good Russian scholar. And he looked at everything. They took him to the Pavlov. The Pavlov had brought him his $4. He was disgusting, he hated it. They took him to Sakri, he was not interested. He said, what would you like to see? I'd like to see old churches. Anyhow, they took him to see old churches, they took him to see whatever he liked. And in the end they said, would you like to be a communist agent for us in India? He said, not exactly, you see. I rather stay with my family, I don't want to put my nose in politics and this and that. You know, well, you can expel me from Russia whenever you like, he said. They didn't expel him from Russia, he came back. He wanted to come back through Central Asia. That the British didn't allow. He had to come back through London. Came back. Landed in India. The Indian communists opened their arms to him. Oh, Mukherjee, you were 2 years in the Soviet paradise. How lovely. You're going to write for us now. He said, not a bit. Not a bit. I like the Russian people. They are people, some good, some bad, like everybody. But I don't like the regime. Papa seems you don't like the regime. Funny. He said, I don't like it. That's all. I'm not going to write for you. And then the anti-communist, Western style, also took him into their confidence. Well, Mukherjee, that's wonderful. You were 2 years in Russia and you don't like the communist people. You don't like communism. You write for us. We are anti-communist. He said, you are not anti-communist. I put you in the same bag as the communist. I'm not going to write for you either. It's just the same thing. What is the difference? Personal capitalism, struggle for money, and there is state capitalism. What's the difference? You are not what I want. And after a month or two, out he comes with the only Nazi paper in India, the New Mercury. The communists took the first edition and came to him, Mukherjee, A.K. Mukherjee, is it you? A.K. can't be you because you spent 2 years in Russia, you can't write this kind of stuff. And he said, well, you see, I leave it to you. A.K. Mukherjee can be many people. A.K. is a common initial. Anyhow, they found out it was he. They were absolutely against him after that. In fact, he has a sister whose eldest son was a communist. He never spoke to his sister and daughter who was married. To this day, he didn't want me to go to the house. He lived in Delhi. The second son is also a communist. Anyhow. Quite a number of communists among the high caste Indians. I don't know why, but it's like that. Anyhow, that paper went on and on and on. You had an article about the history of the swastika. You had articles, an article of Adolf Hitler himself on nation and architecture. You had the origin of the Aryans, things like that. It was cultural and political. In 1937, when the turn of British policy took place, the British suppressed it. I didn't know Mr. Mukherjee in those days. I met him through some Greeks. I wanted to meet him because I used to read his paper and I liked it. And those Greeks said to me, he was our neighbor once. We can introduce you. So they introduced me on the 9th of January, 1938 in Calcutta. And first thing he told me, he said, you were the person in Shantiniketan in 1935. I said, yes, I was. I'm sorry I didn't meet you then. I refused to meet you. You refused to meet. He said, yes. If I had known what you are, I would have jumped at the opportunity. But when they told me, a Greek woman in Shantiniketan, I said, she must be a Jewess from Salonika. Otherwise, why does she go in that Jewish nest? What's the idea of going to Shantiniketan in that Jewish nest? It must be out of the Salonika ghetto, which is the greatest ghetto in the Near East. And then I refused to meet you. I said, well, you see me now. But I regret it very much. He said, well, it's like that. That was Mukherjee. And then he started talking to me. One of his first questions was, what do you think of Dietrich Schegart? I was amazed to see an Indian talking of Dietrich Schegart. I said, well, I know he's, he died on 23rd of December, 1923. I think it's 1923, yeah. Just after the putsch. He was a poet. Deutschland, der Wacke, I remember his poem. Sturm, 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 Deutschland, der Wacke. He didn't say anything. In fact, Eckhart was much more than that. He was initiated into the Tulip-Gesellschaft, the so secret initiatic society that was behind National Socialism. Probably Mukherjee knew that, and I didn't know it in those days. And then we talked of all sorts of things. We talked of history. I was amazed at the quantity of Byzantine history he knew. Mm. I said, where did you ever come to learn Byzantine history? He said, you see, my thesis was on imperialist Russia, imperial Russia. The connection between imperial Russia and Britain in the 19th century. The dealings especially in connection with India and Afghanistan. It was a thesis of his doctorate at the London University. And imperial Russia is the continuation of Byzantium. You cannot understand the history of Russia and the mentality of the Tsarist people unless you have a knowledge of Byzantine history. So I learned Byzantine history. I said, congratulations, do things properly. I like that. Do things properly. And we became friends. And I said, what are you doing now? He said, now the new Mercury is suppressed. But I'm doing something else. I'm in the Japanese, connected with the Japanese. He was, in fact, the right hand of the Japanese consul general. He said, I'm giving out a new paper, The Eastern Economist, for Japanese interests. If you like to write in it. So I wrote an article on Shinto in it. I wrote an article on the 14th of August, 1281, on it. That was the day in which the fleet of Kublai Khan attacked Japan, or wanted to attack Japan. It was dispersed by the storm, like the Invincible Armada of 1588 in England. And the Japanese Emperor Meiji wrote a poem about it. Up to the end of your capacity, do whatever you can. And then when that is done, you can do no more. Kneel down and thank the divine wind of Ise for dispersing the Tatar fleet. Divine wind of Ise. Ise is the most sacred temple of Japan. It's at Ise that they send a delegation. The government of Japan sends a delegation when they want to do something important. In 1941, they sent a delegation asking the gods, shall we attack the United States? The gods said yes, so they attacked the United States. In 1945, after the Hiroshima bomb, they said, well, are we to surrender and save the country, or are we to die, all of us? The gods said, no, you don't die, Japan must live. So they pretend to surrender. They surrendered. And they made great politenesses to the Americans. Americans said democracy is the best thing. They said, oh, yes, yes, yes. Your emperor is no god. Oh, no, no, he's all right, he's a man. And you mustn't teach such nonsense as the Kojiki in the schools. Kojiki, the history of the gods. You mustn't teach that in schools, it's nonsense. All right, we don't teach. And this and that, and smiles up to you. And salutations. Until the Americans gave them a good peace treaty. And went away. And when they were away, the next day they taught the Kojiki in the schools. They said, now you're off. We can do what we like now. I wish the Germans had the same attitude.
Oh, yeah.
I wish the Germans had the same attitude. And not only that, the best thing they did, and it's the first thing I'd see if I ever went to Japan, they erected a temple to Tojo, the Prime Minister of Japan in the great days, the ally of Adolf Hitler, and to his co-war criminals who were hanged by the Americans in the same time as him. They have a temple. And what is the temple? A few miles away, or a few footsteps away from Hiroshima, at Gamagori. The children of the schools go to see Hiroshima. They kept a part of it as the Americans left it. And they saw the children and they said, this is American handiwork. This is the destruction of the atom bomb. Now we go and pay our respects to the great Minister Tojo. We go into Tojo's temple, burn a stick of incense in front of Tojo's picture, and the picture of the other so-called war criminals, and that's that.